Chapter 18. It's been a month now, and all I think about is that thing with those boys. Mama's been saying I got my head in the clouds. She keeps asking if I'm in love or something. I spend a lot of time in my room and don't even talk on the phone, not even the sweets. Mostly, I'm thinking and writing in my diary. Our diary, Akilma's and mine. Lately, it's hard to know where Akilma's thoughts begin and mine end. I mean, I might be starting off with her talking about how scared she is with the smallpox spreading around the ship and killing people. Then I end up the same paragraph with Akilma saying she's scared that maybe people will always think she's ugly. But I'm really talking about myself. I'm scared people will always think I'm ugly. Miss Saunders says it's good that I'm getting so close to Akilma. Good writers get close to their characters, Miss Saunders says. I've even written in our diary about that thing with the boys. Only it ain't me the stuff is happening to. It's Akilma. She's there on the boat, up on deck when the men running the ship come after her. Dear diary, where do you run when there's no place to run? They had me trapped. I could see no way out. Then I scratched one on the face, beat the other on his fat, dirty hands. And when I was running to hide deep in the crowd up there, I saw someone I knew. It was Kinchari. Kinchari is not dead. Akilma. I showed this last part to Miss Saunders. She said this is powerful stuff. Writing is clearly one of your gifts, Malika, she said. I know it sounds stupid, but when I was leaving Miss Saunders' classroom, I hugged them papers to my chest like they were some boy I've been wanting to press up against for weeks. It feels good doing something not everybody can do. Mama got a saying, don't go getting full of yourself, 'cause soon as you do, somebody's gonna come and let the wind out of your sails. Today that somebody is Char. She sees me walking down the hall like I'm wearing clouds for shoes. Why you look all stupid? She asks, plucking me upside the head. Like a dummy, I tell her about Miss Saunders and my work. Soon as the words are out, I wanted to kick myself. I said I wasn't telling nobody about this. Now look what I did. You Miss Saunders' pet anyhow, Char says, sticking gum in her mouth. She got you that job in the office just to keep you away from me, I bet. I start to tell Char that ain't so, but she don't want to listen. We're hanging out in the bathroom next period. You coming? She asks. I have to work, I say. That's what good little slaves do, obey their masters, right? If Char knew, really knew what girls like Akilma went through, she wouldn't be talking down slaves. You gonna be a slave or your own master? Char asks, crossing her arms. If I was my own master, I will never speak to you again, I want to say. But instead, I just tell Char I'll see her later. You better be there, she says, walking off. She's halfway down the hall when I hear Worm call her name and see him run to catch up with her. Worm is sliding his arm around Char's shoulder. She yanks it off like he's got body odor. Now that Char has finally stole Worm away from Daphne, she don't even want him no more. That's how she is. Sometimey. It ain't no real choice when you think about it. Hanging with Char and them in the bathroom is more fun than stapling papers in the school office. So when I push open the bathroom door, I put all that stuff about Akilma and Miss Saunders and the office out of my head. Hanging out in the bathroom is party time, Char likes to say. so I go in there ready to have a good time. I scoop myself up on the sink and kick off my shoes. Char gets up in the mirror and puts on another coat of mascara. She and the twins, Raisa and Raina, laugh. They're talking about Worm and some other boys I don't care nothing about. I smile and act like I'm listening. Next thing I know, I'm reading one of Akilma's letters. Char asks what I'm up to. I tell her nothing. She grabs my stuff so hard, my books fall on the floor. Malika's tripping on that slave stuff again, Char says, taking out her cigarette lighter and setting one of my pages on fire. I can feel my ears burning hot with anger. I blow out the burning papers. Why does Malika got to be with us anyhow? Raina asks, putting lipstick on for the third time. Malika is corny and ugly. Raisa sticks her face in the mirror right alongside her sister's. A matching set. It used to be fun watching Malika half kill herself learning to smoke, Raina says, cutting her eyes at me. But Malika's just a pain now, says Raisa. Raisa and Raina pull back from the mirror at the same time. They both puff up their hair and scratch the same side of their necks at once. Char says the only reason she lets me hang with her in the first place is to get her grades up. It seems like it's been forever and they ain't up yet, Raina says. Char shakes her head and smiles. You're right, Raina. I'm thinking about letting her go anyhow. Char is talking like I ain't even here. Only I can't cut her loose yet. We got that big book report due in social studies. After that, you're a history girl. Now Char is looking my way. Raina's still on my case. Malika, ever since you got that new hair, you think you're something. Don't you, Miss Baldy? She says, laughing. I don't laugh. I look at her like she's getting on my last nerve. Next thing I know, cigarette smoke is everywhere, and Raisa is showing us how to do some new dance. Char asked me to hold her cigarette. She digs in her purse and takes out a marker. She writes her name in big black letters on the wall near the sink. Charlize Jones. All of a sudden, Miss Saunders comes busting into the bathroom like she's a cop. All right, she says. Dag, Raisa says. Why you always gotta be ruining stuff, Miss Saunders? Charlize is pissed. This is the third time Miss Saunders has busted her in the bathroom this month. Miss Saunders comes over to me and yanks the cigarette out of my hand. I'm surprised to see you here, Malika, she says, flushing the cigarette down the toilet. Then she rubs her hands on her slacks. Malika ain't no goody-two-shoes like you're trying to make her out to be, Miss Saunders, Char says, putting her arm around my shoulder. Her and me done all kinds of things together. Save it, Char, Miss Saunders says, moving up to where I'm standing. She accidentally bumps Charlize's arm and makes her drop her lipstick on the floor. The lipstick lands right on its tip. You did that on purpose! Char yells as she gets up on her toes, up in Miss Saunders' face. But Miss Saunders gets as serious as a heart attack. I am not a child. I do not play games with children, she says, staring hard at Char. Char tries to stare down Miss Saunders, only you can tell Miss Saunders ain't backing off. That lipstick cost me $20. It's designer stuff. I want my money, Char says. When Miss Saunders tells us all to get to the office, there's no mistaking that she means business. She tells everybody to walk a few steps ahead of me and her. Miss Saunders is harder on me than anybody else. She grabs me by the arm and pulls me off near the lockers. I'm looking at her hand like she better get off me. I guess she has a second thought about what she's doing, because she turns my arm loose and starts giving me one of her speeches, talking about how well I was doing in class and working in the office, telling me I need to choose my friends better. When we walk into the office, Miss Carol and Maxine act like they haven't even noticed Charlize or the twins. But they have sure noticed me. And I swear I can see the corner of Maxine's mouth go up, like she's holding back a smirk. A teacher standing in the office asks what happened. Miss Saunders says we were cutting class in the bathroom, smoking, destroying property. Dag, I'm thinking. It wasn't like Char was ripping out the sink. She was just writing her name on the wall with a marker. Just letting people know she'd been there.